Access to clean drinking water is still a challenge for many countries in sub-Saharan Africa, especially for people living in large city slums, such as Mathare in Kenya's capital, Nairobi. Many slum residents, mostly women, had to walk several kilometers to the nearest source of water, which was often contaminated.
Then we did not trust the water. It was dirty, so we had to boil it before drinking.
Instead of building a costly pipe network, the Nairobi City Water and Sewerage Company, in partnership with the Danish company Grundfos, installed 4 machines that dispense clean water. Customers pay with a smart card, about half a US cent for 20 liters of water. They can add money to the card through smartphones or at kiosks. Officials say paying with smart cards ensures that the water is dispensed in an orderly manner.
The water being dispensed by the machine here, we're sure of its quality. We're assuring them they will be getting quality water from the machine.
The water company says it plans to install more water dispensing machines. Clean air is another challenge for African households, as many still use open fires for cooking and heating. Breathing air saturated with toxic smoke creates lasting respiratory problems, especially for children.
In the world today, globally, 4 million people die out of cooking with biomass energy, and the deaths are caused by respiratory-related health problems associated with smoke in the kitchen.
That could change, thanks to Kenya's annual production of 600,000 tons of sugar, which leaves huge mounds of a byproduct called bagasse. Kenyan entrepreneur Tom Osborne realized the bagasse could be turned into a fuel that, when burned, does not emit hazardous fumes.
We take sugarcane waste and then we recycle this into eco-friendly, smokeless and high-energy charcoal briquettes, which can be used just as conventional charcoal is used in normal stoves and in boilers.
Bagasse is burned in a special kiln with a reduced supply of oxygen. The resulting product is mixed with a binding agent, pressed into briquettes and packed into sacks. Consumers say it is a huge improvement over regular firewood.
When I started using this one, the children do not get sick and the house does not get too hot. Also, the food does not have a smoky taste. It's nice.
Osborne's company, Green Char, hopes to eventually reach more than 6 million customers. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.